I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 803, Consumer versus Investor, Part 2. We all know how icky it feels when you know that someone doesn't really care about you. He or she only cares about what you can do for him or her, what they can get out of you, what they can wring out of you, how you can benefit them. And it's not fun to feel used, dismissed, not seen, or valued. Yesterday, we started a conversation about the difference between treating our relationships as consumers versus as investors. Now, we only had time to look at the negative, so today, a welcome glimpse at the other side. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. And we have to acknowledge that we are selfish people. We tend to just look out for ourselves and convince ourselves that it's the right thing to do, to take care of ourselves, which we should, but not just at the expense of others. The list I'm going to give you comes from Jeff Kim's book, Facing the Blitz. The reason why it's harder to be an investor and not a consumer is because we're actually taught to consume. We're encouraged to consume. We get messages about our number one goal needs to be our happiness, which, by the way, is not a kingdom principle. So here's Jeff's list for investors, investing in relationships. And once again, let me give you the great question early so that you can see which one or ones of these God is pointing your way today. The great question is, which one of these examples of investing in relationships is most like you? Give thanks to God for that, and then keep practicing it. Here's the list. Investors go into situations thinking, how can I bless others or add value to their life right now? Investors enter conversations with curiosity about other people, hoping to learn more about them. Investors seek to understand before seeking to be understood. Investors recognize others' wishes and are happy to accommodate them as they can. Investors consider the long term when it comes to relationships, not just what I can get out of it right now. Investors take joy in giving consideration to others and seeing their pleasure, practicing kindness unconditionally. All right, how about this one? Investors handle traffic with patience and are courteous to fellow drivers, even the rude ones. Investors don't insist on self-convenience when it inconveniences or competes with others. Investors avoid comparing their children's achievements to others' children. Investors understand the dividends of apologizing and forgiving and rejecting bitterness. Investors won't bully or demand or whine in their relationships. Investors stick to honesty, self-disclosure, and transparency when facing a conflict, even when it doesn't reflect well on them. Investors share information and opportunities that would give an advantage to or assist others. Investors minimize the faults of others, no extra shame or blame piled on. Investors keep a secret and protect a confidence, avoiding gossip and public criticism. One more. Investors do their best to bring optimism and hope to people and situations. The bottom line, as Jeff writes, is this. A consumer values people conditionally. An investor values people as a priority. You know, the work of being conformed to the image of Christ is sometimes slow work. We want it right now, but this sanctification thing is over a lifetime. We want, as Paul wrote, to have this attitude in us which was also in Christ Jesus, who made himself a servant, and so forth. But that takes time. It's often a battle. So maybe you take a moment and think about that list and give thanks for the ways that you're doing pretty good as a relationship investor and not as a relationship consumer. And then maybe take one area that you're not there yet and ask the Holy Spirit to use his fruit to cause that characteristic to flourish. Let's pray this prayer from prayest.com. Dear God, please make me a Christian that loves other people with all my heart. Help me to have a selfless attitude toward others. Let me be part of people's solutions, not their source of problems. Lord, let me be a relationship investor, not a consumer. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 804. In the meantime, as we finish these two episodes on consumer versus investor, let me remind you to give yourself grace. We want to practice living and loving like Jesus, and His mercies for us and for others are new every morning, thanks be to God. Be aware of your inclination to selfishness, and then be proactive in practicing investing in the lives of those that God brings across your path this day. God be with you.